heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Janak mashakuit avantuchun hayu barzankne. Yevur vor hayrinyak eglisvin, hon hayrinyak avokche. Good morning. It is Sunday, October the 27th. You are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sanat Tarayan, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Parilusneli Harenagitsner, Hagagan Radio Yamapolo, New England, the match. Հրավաձ էր որոշ տեղը պազմահազար հայերու և օտարներու գողմե։ Հայերու համար մեր նոր սերունդը հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույր կգարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իր անուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դունենու մեջ անանցին մնացող ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանգստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը միս ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
With our Dadalits is October 27, 2022. Today is the second Dadalit of Reverend Father Nerses Jebejan. October 27, 1992. Today is the 32nd Dadalit of John C. Johnson. October 27, 2001. Today is the 23rd Dadalit of Khachadur Crosby Kazarian. October 27, 2014. Today is the 10th Dadalit of Paisant Ovajinyan. October 27, 2020. Today is the 4th Dadalit of Julia Judy Meridian. October 28, 2004, Monday is the 20th Dadalit of Stepan Atamian. October 29, 1992, Tuesday is the 32nd Dadalit of Aravni Didarian. October 29, 1992, it's also the 32nd Dadalit Tuesday of Masis Veznayan. October 29, 1995, Tuesday is the 29th Dadalit of Alice Bargamian. October 29, 1997, Tuesday is the 27th Dadalit of Stepan Sadibekyan. October 29, 2016, Tuesday is the 8th Dadalit of R. Carol Norikyan. October 29, 2009, Tuesday is the 15th Dadalit of Varkes Kimatyan. October 30, 1997, Wednesday is the 27th Dadalit of Mary Zakarian. October 30, 2011, Wednesday is the 13th Dadalit of Charlotte Arakalian. October 31st, 2002, Thursday is the 22nd Dadalit of Ruth Gostanian. October 31st, 2017, Thursday is the 7th Dadalit of John Pakradunyan. October 31st, 2013, Thursday is the 11th Dadalit of Henry Mingayan. October 31st, 2018, Thursday is the 6th Dadalit of Avadis Boyajin. November 1st, 2013, Friday is the 11th Dadalit of Queenie Pakradunyan. November 1st, 2016, Friday is the 8th Dadalit of Gladys Garabedian. November 1st, 2017, Friday is the 7th Dadalit of Pearl Bargamian. November 1st, 2004, Friday is the 20th Dadalit of Onig Sohanyemezian. November 1st, 1987, Friday is the 37th Dadalit of John Mark Kalian. November 1st, 1998, Friday is the 26th Dadalit of Dawn Adoyan. November 1st, 2002, Friday is the 22nd Dalits of Peggy Mamourian. November 2nd, 2021, Saturday will be the third Dalits of Rosette Nazamian. Iveri Nedu Sachemes from the Requiem Service, Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased. Iveri this morning, especially for the second Dalits of Reverend Father Nerses Jebejan, today, October 27th.
Iverin
some background music before I go into my last Sunday of Cultural Month programming. I have my little opening with my dad, and I'm just waiting for that to load. I'm only doing half a show of Cultural Month because, you know, birthday time.
For the Armenians, October is Cultural Month. The Armenian folk song and dance, as the folk songs and dances of all nationalities, has its mode of expression. Each nationality has customs that best express its character, manifested through its folklore, speech, music, movements, costume, and art forms. Through the centuries, many ancient people have ceased to exist and many others have come into being, but the chain of continuity of mankind has never been broken. In the course of transferal and continuity of nationalities, certain customs have lost their authentic form and have undergone changes along with their religions and creeds, but there has remained the basic national character, especially People who have remained attached to their native soil have developed and have retained over the centuries their distinct manner of expressing, through song and dance, their joys and sorrows, as well as their appreciation for the bounties of nature. Armenians have been one such people.
Azgeru parka gerdvadze ir mshaguitov, kirov, kraganochunov, lezvov, irajistuchunov, jardarabeduchunov, yev island. Hayun hamar mshaguite yegadze vahan havado yev sun luso. Temi huisin parkin yeranuchan u devaganuchan. Hayazka vorkan halat vzadz, vorkan charcharvadz, pokradzun, paitz. Շնորհիվ մշակույթին ուժով արժեքավորած է ինքն և քոչել դված է մշակույթի ռահվիրան արևելքի մեջ։
And as promised, we'll be listening to a little excerpt from Anush Opera on this morning's program. Let me get that started. Anush is a five-act opera composed by Armen Tigranyan, based on the 1892 poem of the same name by Hovhannes Tumanyan. Originally composed in 1912, it was performed in Alexandropol, but it had to wait until 1935 for its full professional staging at the Armenian National Opera Theater. Anush remains in the repertoire in Armenia today. The opera has special importance to Armenian musical history as one of its most significant accomplishments. Being a work of national character, Anush was the first opera truly inspired by Armenian folk music and culture, and is perhaps the most popular Armenian musical and theatrical work. The opera is about the tragedy of a peasant girl named Anush, whose short love affair ends in loss and death because of conflict between her lover Sato and her brother Mosi. This is the Anush Opera.
We have with us, first of all, let me state that the month of October has been designated by the Armenians as cultural month. On this occasion, we have with us the pastor of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop Armenian Apostolic Church, the Reverend Father Haig Donigyan.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. These were the very first words from the Holy Bible written in the new found Armenian alphabet. Every year in October, we commemorate the Armenian culture through press and pulpit, and our church celebrates in that month the memory of our holy translators. Our blessed forefathers had well understood the significance of that divine miracle which transformed us into a people possessing a rich cultural life and made us a nation able to preserve its integrity and individuality, its dreams of grandeur and its creative faculties. It is for that reason that the Armenian Church exalts the name and accomplishments of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop through other feasts as well, as if to suggest that no matter how much we extol and acclaim their achievement, we can never pay the eternal debt we owe them. Almost all the European languages have the same word for culture, the Latin root, which means also adoration. The cultivation of the soil, which produces bread and the cultivation of the mind and spirit, which gives enlightenment and causes the beauty and goodness to blossom, are equally sacred and reverential act, and our wonderful church has had that realization centuries ago when the word culture was unknown to the great peoples of today. When we consider the language of the Bible, the Queen of Translations, we are at once struck by the fact that it is as inexplicable a miracle as the invention of the alphabet. It is a well-known fact that for ever and over 100 years, in the schools established by St. Gregory the Eliminator and Nerses the Great, translators were trained for the purpose of rendering the Holy Bible into Armenian verbally. But no matter how well trained they may have been in that task, in view of the fact that there had been no previous attempt at writing, and that before the invention of the alphabet there had existed not even one Armenian word spelled with foreign alphabets, we are simply amazed how it was that they were able to put to writing all at once so perfect a language with its complex and perfect grammar and a beautiful style of its own. Philologists point out that the Holy Bible, which Luther translated, played a decisive role in the formulation and refinement of the German language. Similarly, the King James Version of the Holy Bible is said to be a model of the purity and orderliness of the English language. The Divine Comedy of Dante, written in the language which the people of the Middle Ages could understand, is one of the most perfect examples of the Italian language. How can we not feel proud when 1,000 or more years before those celebrated projects, which ushered new eras for the great nations, the noble pathfinders of the Armenian intellect had already performed that service for the Armenian language? It should be borne in mind that they translated the Holy Bible, giving to it the profound, meaningful title, The Breath of God, which exists only in Armenian, so that the people could understand it in the language spoken at the time. Thus, in the course of less than one century, the Armenian intellect reached the zenith of its creative abilities, fashioning its golden age some 1500 years ago and giving us priceless gems so that the Armenian people might continue to live and create with all the facets of their nation genius. Today is our privilege to possess it and walk by it, and our obligation as trustees is to transmit it to our children and grandchildren. May the spirit of St. Sahag and St. Mesrop strengthen us with faith, love, wisdom, and knowledge for the Armenian language and the Christian religion. Amen.
That was the late Reverend Haik Donigyan. Now let's go back to an excerpt from the Anush opera. This is the aria of Anush.
Thank you.
And that was just a little taste of the Anush opera on the Armenian Radio Hour in celebration of Armenian Cultural Month. We're going to end early for Cultural Month because, you know, as always, it starts with my big brother's birthday. We have to play his two songs, and they're just not culturally month appropriate. But, hey, what can I say? I do what I want. And we're going to keep some Babin Bagoshin on in the background. Let's see. With that, let's do some announcements, and then we're going to start. We have two anniversaries and then the rest of birthdays. Alrighty. Let's see. First up, on Saturday, November 2nd, next Saturday, this Saturday, however you want to look at it, November 2nd, Cocktail Hour Essentials, hosted by Karen Ventrone Moore, the proprietor of Cocktail Hour Essentials, located in West Warwick on 697 Quaker Lane, right in that shopping area. Fantastic store to go into for specialty wines. They have Armenian wines that are really good. All different kinds of wines and cocktails. They've got that whole whiskey selection with the fancy cherries and all the things that you need to make fancy drinks. They really have a wide selection of cheeses. You name it, you'll find it there. Cocktail Hour Essentials. And they're doing a pop-up, which means they have other artistic endeavors going on at the same time. So you stop in and you'll have jewelry and art and fine drinks and cheeses and whatnot. But evening pop-up Saturday, November 2nd, Cocktail Hour Essentials. It starts at 6 o'clock on Saturday, November 2nd. And again, 697 Quaker Lane, West Warwick. It's sparkling Murano glass jewelry, colorful abstract art, and an Armenian wine tasting. So that all happens on November 2nd. All right. Then we start off with our bazaars, and we have weekend after weekend of Armenian bazaars. First one kicks off, and it's at Rhodes on the Patuxent this year. Make sure you're at Rhodes on the Patuxent November 9th and 10th for the world's best bazaar. I'm telling you. Rhodes on the Patuxent. You don't believe me, go to it, and then come back and tell me. 60 Rhodes Place, Cranston is the venue, and the building is just outstanding. It's stupendous. It's, you name it, it's a superlative. And you'll find chicken kebab, shish kebab, losh, kufte, pilaf, veggies. They have baked goods to go. They've got khadaif to eat while you're there. Pastries, chorek, kufte, falafel, sujo sandwiches are available. And then that second floor is filled up with vendors. The Armenian vendor is there, but as well, they have all different kinds of vendors. Jewelry, knit goods, popcorn, cotton candies on the first floor. They have the 50-50 main raffle. And not to mention, you can get your groove on. They do Armenian dancing. The music played, live Armenian music both days. Hamaz Kayin Arsakh Dance Group performs Saturday and Sunday at 5 o'clock both days. Admission is free. And as I mentioned, they have so much to do. There's a silent auction. Ararat Cafe for Armenian coffee. And like I said, the desserts, whether you stay there or bring it home. The prepared foods, the frozen foods. You'll have the best time at Armenian Fest. It's St. Vartanant's annual church bazaar. And by the way, that's November 9th and 10th. And I will say, all three churches are in full gear of preparing foods. I actually was at St. Sag, St. Mesrib yesterday making kufte, rolling up those Armenian meatballs. And, you know, many hands make quick work, whatever that saying is. Go help out. These are major fundraisers for our churches, and they need all of our help. Doesn't matter if you're there for an hour, 2 hours, whatever you can do to help out. Call any of the churches or reach out and find out when they're doing what, and whether it's going to Restaurant Depot to pick up food, move boxes, get decorations, set up tables, make burma, you name it. They can use your help. So please do what you can, help out. Just about every day of the week, whether morning or night, afternoon, whatever, they could use your help. And again, the annual church bazaars are taking place. I'm going to put on, let's see. Again, this is Babin Bagoshin. Kanchumam yes karodo Alrighty, St. Sog, St. Messrup Church Food Bazaar and Food Fair, November 16th and 17th, the following weekend. Both days again, starting at noontime. Saturday goes till 7, Sunday goes till 5. Make sure you're there for losh, lamb kebab, chicken, khayma, kufte, lemejun, hummus, falafel, but you get the drift. The food's fantastic. The dessert, I gotta say, the dessert table, wowza. That is one dessert table. We have an influx of new bakers in our community here in Providence, and I have to tell you, they are the best. So you head over to that dessert table and tell me what you think. The desserts are just outstanding. So go to the Church Bazaar, St. Sog, St. Messrup, November 16th and 17th. The food, the food at all three church bazaars is always the best. Our Armenian chefs do an outstanding job every year, and the food is great, but I will say the desserts, wow. So Food Fair and Bazaar, November 16th and 17th, both days start at 6. They've got kids activities, Nazali dance group performing, they have vendors available as well, and it's just a wonderful time, the 16th and 17th. And again, if you want to help out, just reach out to the church office. The following weekend, remember, this is the Armenian Evangelical Church of Cranston, 180 Oklahoma Avenue. They only do it for one day. It's Saturday, all day. You want to hit this one on Saturday between 12 and 7. 12 and 7. It's their holiday bazaar. As always, we'll hang out there during the afternoon, 180 Oklahoma Avenue. Meals are served all day long, and we'll see you at the Armenian Evangelical Church. What date? Saturday, November 23rd. It's one day only. Armenian Evangelical Church's Holiday Bazaar, Saturday, November 23rd. All right, that's it for our bazaars, and that's it for my announcements. Now it's birthday time. Why don't we do... We're going to do the big one. I got a request. Now, tomorrow, Monday... Now, this is going to be out of order a little bit, but that's okay. Monday, tomorrow... October 28th, turning 90 years young, Genevieve Torigyan Dallaire. Happy birthday, Genevieve. Pari dare tats. We hope this next year is wonderful. And this request came especially from your loving daughters, Lauren Michantuano and Jenna Cookson. Lauren had sent me a text to tell me about her mom, how they've been listening since they were little girls. I love to hear that. It's why I keep going, because honestly, I don't know who's even listening anymore. This was started by my dad in 1946. It was a long time ago, and this was a labor of love for him, and somehow I got roped into doing this. I've been on the air for 35 years, and it's nice to know that people still listen and appreciate the Armenian Radio Hour. So as I mentioned, October's Cultural Month, and we veer away from our Cultural Month programming to do our birthday announcements. And this next song is Hoy Nazan by the one and only Onik Dingjan. And it's especially for Genevieve on her 90th birthday tomorrow. And again, happy birthday. Here we go. Onik Dingjan, Hoy Nazan. Again, happy birthday to Digin Jenny Torigyan Dallaire. Birthday's tomorrow. Happy number 90. And with that, let's do a few more birthdays. October 27th today. Happy birthday to Anahid Aidashan. If you see Anahid, wish her a happy birthday. October 27th, also Nicholas Mall's birthday today. October 31st. Happy birthday to my big brother, George, a.k.a. the webmaster. It's his birthday on Friday, October 31st. And as my dad always has done, we play two songs for my brother. They're special songs, and they are definitely not culturally month appropriate. But hey, it's my brother, and he gets what he gets. So the first one is going to be Dolarji by Mike Vosbikyan, the fabulous Vosbikyan band, and it is a very happy birthday to my brother George. Should I say he's turning 77 on Friday? I mean on Thursday?
Ey dolacı yet kurmaçın karıkan gırlas Mırfat mırfat kuzun yerlaka akı berkerlas Hey dolacı yet kurmaçın karıkan gırlas Mırfat mırfat kuzun yerlaka akı berkerlas Ağabeyim dolacı yeşil cuhel uyeş Her uyen duka sahbi kıpın reş Ağabeyim dolacı yeşil cuhel uyeş
right, now it's time for song number two for my big brother George, who celebrates his birthday this week. This is Eddie Mekchen with Ech Diarza. I didn't do it on purpose, I swear. Happy birthday, George. And he likes to remind me, we're 20 years apart, that while he's 77, I'm 57. Yeah, I'm still 57, George, but that's okay. I won't keep reminding you that. No, it's fine. Happy birthday. And what else do we have? We have two anniversaries. One of them, I went to the wedding. One of them, I didn't. She knows why I gotta say it. Anyways, October 28th, my niece Michelle, happy second anniversary to Colby Roeen, celebrating number two on October 28th. And then also celebrating their anniversary this week, October 30th, Peter and Cheryl Durr. And my cuitig, this one's for you, baby. This is the former Jock Basadian.
Κούρες αρτιοξυρένης Εγκουρισμό τιμ χωκής Του ειμ σύρδες κογατσά Ορμαλ γαμά τσεράτσα Ես գիշեմ վար չրտներըտ վար սիրով Եվ այդ անուշ սևաչերըտ գրագով Սևաչերըտ սիրեմ, վար ամպույրըտ արնեմ Քո արևութ մերն եմ յար Սևաչերըտ սիրեմ, վար ամպույրըտ արնեմ Քո արևութ մերն եմ յար Յանքս կարճ է առանց քեզ, դունս սուրդ է առանց քեզ, հոգիս որբ է օրս է։
If you know Cheryl Durr, text her that I played her a love song, and I know she's still sleeping. She's not listening. Happy anniversary, Cher.
Yegur, yegur, yaranki Shademet nazim hoki Tukhur gyanke sevorer Լուսացուվ իմ հոգիս Ես գիշեմ վար չրտներըտ վար սիրով Եվ այդ անուս սևաչերըտ գրագով Սևաչերըտ սիրեմ, վար ամպույրըտ արնեմ Քո արևութ մերն եմ յար Սևաչերըտ սիրեմ Բար ամպույրը ծարնեմ, կո արևութ մերն եմ յար։ Յանքը սկարջ է առանց քեզ, դունը սուրդ է առանց քեզ, հոգիս որբ է օրս է։
Alrighty, and last but not least, going on today, it is the 100th anniversary of St. Sahag and St. Mesrob Church's choir. Yes, 100 years they've been singing at St. Sahag and St. Mesrob Church. There is a complimentary lunch going on today after church service. Everyone is invited and welcome. There was no reservations required. And again, congratulations on the 100th anniversary of the church choir. And again, today there's a lunch going on after church and all are welcome. Let's finish our show off.
Yeah.
Զարոյի սեր ուրախացուր գուրախանաս մեր ժամանակալրացավ շղաչուն սերին համար սդեսուչուն մինչև հարիչիկա գիրագիարավոր.
Our time is up. Thank you for yours. We are live and in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour, Providence, Rhode Island. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, Sonat Terrain. Heard every Sunday morning, 9 to 10 a.m., with portions recorded and transcribed. Thank you to our webmaster, George Gasparian. Birthday boy, George Gasparian. Keeping all of our shows on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. ArmenianRadioHour.com. And Big Brother George wanted me to remind you, we have the whole Anush Opera on our website, ArmenianRadioHour.com, if you want to take a listen. ArmenianRadioHour.com. Thank you for listening right now. You're listening to us on WARA Attleboro. Happy Sunday.